Hey there, welcome back. I don't know if you're going to get to see it in your part of the world. You know, the eclipse. It's Monday, and it's going to be fascinating. Maybe even an opportunity? Come on, let's get started. You'll see what I mean. Presidential campaigns are exasperating. Fickle voters bounce back and forth like yo-yos. A candidate's political life hinges on just one thing, the polls. This week's episode, Eclipsed Eclipse. Like a playground bully, he loved to taunt, ridicule, but more than that, he loved name-calling. Oh, but he was good at it.
I will be retiring the name Crooked from Hillary Clinton and her moniker. And I'm going to give her a new name, I don't know, like maybe Lovely Hillary or Beautiful Hillary. But I'm going to retire the name Crooked so that we can use the name for Joe Biden, because he'll be known from now on as Crooked Joe Biden.
After that little rant, he ripped the president with that moniker every time he opened his mouth.
Crooked Joe Biden, you're fired.
No matter how outrageous his rants or how preposterously he twisted the facts, he always blamed it on the miserably failed programs and policies of, yep, you guessed it.
Crooked Joe Biden.
Even though unemployment hovered at historical lows, he dismissed it as another failed policy by
Crooked Joe Biden.
And then his poll numbers, whoop, shot right up. Even though the stock market soared to new highs nearly every week, of course, he blamed it on, you already know,
Crooked Joe Biden.
And again, his poll numbers, whoop, up 3 points. Even though every sector of the economy was on fire, he reminded his delirious followers just how miserable their lives were under, you know, you guessed it,
Crooked Joe Biden.
And there they go again. Coo whoop! Another 4 points. His rants became increasingly vociferous, and his name-calling peppered with ridiculous absurdities. His campaign manager tried to make him tone it down, but of course, he just ignored it. His implausible boasting soon became so pretentious that even a few MAGAs started to question his sanity. I am the absolute best president this country has ever seen, even better than Abraham Lincoln. And of course, with that over-the-top boast, he still managed to slip in
Crooked Joe Biden.
By now, the president, he knew. And he just smiled. I met up with him many times, and I must tell you, Putin's a great guy. And of course, he followed that up with
Crooked Joe Biden.
The president, meanwhile, he knew, and just smiled. Then, incredibly, Jews that vote for him must hate their religion. Then another incomprehensible segue to
Crooked Joe Biden.
Well, after that one, thank God, even some evangelicals stopped drinking the Kool-Aid MAGA. The president, meanwhile, he knew and just smiled. The big day finally arrived. Oh, no, not the election. The long-awaited total eclipse of the sun. Millions of Americans look heavenward in the midday dark sky, trembling with awe. But wait. What's this? The next day, at the same time, another total eclipse? But then incredibly, less than an hour later, a second eclipse. Then those same millions of Americans trembled. But this time, they trembled with absolute fear. And incredibly, the next day there would be three. And then four. Well, this was certainly a political opportunity waiting to be exploited. Manipulating fear was the one thing he understood all too well. That night he was on all the networks and railed about how this would not have happened if he were president. And of course, blaming those now almost endless eclipses on, yup, you guessed it.
Crooked Joe Biden, crooked Joe Biden, crooked Joe Biden.
The president, meanwhile, watching from the White House, he knew and just smiled. The next day, the president's blustering opponent's poll numbers plummeted. 14%. Finally, brainwashed voters saw through his thin facade. This guy's a nutcase, many said. A political hack job, others said. Tongue-in-cheek pundits wondered, oh, imagine what Lincoln would have done. 2 days later, as the sequential eclipses continued, the president, most curiously, was still smiling. The polls were shaping up just like his campaign manager predicted. In times of crisis, people always rally around their president. Now, his numbers, whoop, soared. Henderson, you're a genius. But it's time we fix this. Get the NASA director on the line. Mr. President? Hey there, Bill, man. Hey, you guys did a great job. I don't know how the hell you did it. I'm guessing those big-ass balloons like me and Henderson suggested. But whatever it was, man, it's working great. That idiot ran with this eclipse stuff like a track star. He's finished. The line was silent. Well, anyway, that's enough, Bill. You guys can shoot them all down now. We got this. Bill, hey, man, you there? I hear you breathing. Mr. President, we haven't even launched yet.